And we've got Gail Osborne on the line. G'day, Gail. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, and fantastic win for you guys at Wombat Forest Care. It's been a long battle, hasn't it?
Well, yes, but this is just such a small step. It's an interim injunction. We now have to go back to court on the 31st of October to seek an actual injunction, and then, of course, there'd be a court case. So it's a long haul, but a great first step. And our lawyers are really confident that we have a good case. So, yes, we're
So
getting there.
tell our listeners what's at stake. What are you fighting for here?
Well, we're saying that Vic Forests, who are legally required to conduct comprehensive surveys for threatened species, haven't done that. They've done some surveys, but they're not comprehensive. So, in a case like this, it's just not good enough for us to say they haven't done them, and you have to prove you have. We then have to get expert opinion from, university professors and people like that to show how they should have surveyed. And so it's quite big and quite complicated, and for us, it's a massive learning experience.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it's interesting because we know that old growth forest is supposed to be a moratorium on logging old growth forest in Victoria. It's more of a complicated thing than most people think. It's supposed to happen in January 2024, but Wombat State Forest is under the pump because it's they gave them. An opening with harvesting designated as a salvage operation after a. Yeah, can you explain what's going on there?
Yes. So the Wombat is a state forest, and state forests are managed for their resources. So logging and mining are, look, accepted practices in state forests. And the Wombat was incredibly overlogged and overmined right back by sort of 1819. And so we don't have any old growth. The whole forest went.
Yep.
We've got 100-year-old, 140-year-old regrowth. But it's surprising just how many threatened species we have. So we've got powerful owls. We've got a massive population of greater gliders, surprisingly. And in the last couple of years, some scientists discovered that we have mountain skinks. So they're an endangered species that was only thought to occur in alpine areas and at quite low numbers. And it turns out that in the Wombat, we have really good populations. And there's some genetic testing happening at the moment to see how our population's placed. So it's a pretty amazing forest, particularly since it isn't old growth. And then we had that wind event. And,
That was
you
in
know, a couple of,
2021.
that's right, in 2021. And it's affected, a couple of thousand, maybe 3,000, 4,000 hectares of forest. And then we had Vic Forests come in and do some massive salvage operations, even though, many scientists, like people like David Lindemeyer, say this is about the worst thing you can do. And not only did they salvage, but they compacted the soil, massive machinery, took away the log sections, which aren't the fire risk, and left behind massive piles of bark and branches. So it's been quite destructive. But it wasn't until other environment groups had wins in the courts that showed that Vic Forests have to survey do adequate surveys for threatened species. So it wasn't until we got all that happening that we felt confident that we could bring a case using the same principles.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Oh, just before we leave the they're harvesting. I was interested in the fact that they moved from getting rid of salvage logs to allowing commercial firewood collection.
Now we've had that for a long time, the commercial firewood. So back in 2006, the last timber mill that had a licence took a package under the Brooks government.
Yep.
And since that time, we've not had saw log harvesting. And then we had a Victorian Environment Assessment Council review of the forest, and they've recommended national park, new national park, and some regional parks. And Vic Forest at that point made an undertaking that they wouldn't do saw log harvesting, so they won't be cutting down trees for saw logs. But right through that time, we've always had these commercial firewood coops that have been thinning of the forest.
Yep.
They've not been great. Some of them have been quite destructive and others have been sort of okay. But we were pretty well, we stopped trying to fight those commercial firewood coops and put all our energy into getting the VAC process. And now to get the national park, the government says we will get a new Wombat Lodderdurg National Park. They said that in Parliament.
Yep, yep. It's a race against time, isn't it, really?
Yes, because they're surveying at the moment for the park, and we understand that it should be legislated sometime next year, but absolutely no idea whether that's early next year or late next year, or whether it will actually ever it has to go through Parliament.
So you as a community group are holding up the wall against the attack on the forest through this legal action, aren't you? You know, this is what you're doing.
Yes. I think that's what we're doing.
Tell us how you experienced it as a community group, because this is a big deal, really.
Sorry?
How do you experience doing such a coordinated effort using legal instruments? Have you had support from other groups?
Oh, yes. It's massive. It's massive, the support we've had. So we're part of the Victorian Forest Alliance, and also our barrister has already fought cases before, so we feel totally supported. And then Wombat Forest Care's got around 200 members and a heap more supporters. You know, we've been going since 2006. Well, before that we were around, but we incorporated in 2006. So, you know, the group feels locally supported, and then we feel supported by, you know, people in as far away as East Gippsland, you know, Jill Redwood, all those people have been so helpful and supportive. Yes, it's great.
So give our listeners the dates again. So the injunction goes till when? Temporary injunction?
Only till the 31st of October.
Okay.
So we're scrambling to get all our experts lined up and ready to go. And there's dates that we have to have documentation to Vic Forests, and then dates that they have to have documentation back. So a month's not very long.
You have to keep an eye on the ball and make sure that everything's done in order.
Well, the legal team do. I'm just being staggered by how much work they do for us. You know, like just how much has to be filed, how much has to be, you know, perfect, and how they find people to give that expert opinion, and then what it looks like. It's amazing. Yeah, they're amazing.
Well, you're amazing. You guys are my heroes, I've decided. Thank you very much for your work, and keep up the good fight, mate. How can people find?
Thank you.
Yeah, and how can people find out more about it? You've got a website?
Well, probably our Facebook page, which is Wombat Online. I think that's the best way to see what we're doing.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much for talking to us today, Gail.
Have a good weekend.
Thank
you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was Gail Osborne. She's from Wombat Forest Care, giving us an update on the fight for the forest.